find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. I am here, oh my gosh, April 20th, Wednesday. Everybody's past tax trauma and all that kind of good stuff. I never bothered about it all. I didn't send anything in. I didn't make anything. Well, actually, I did. I made a lot of fun things, but fortunately, none are taxable. You are listening to Waking Up in America, and I'm Dr. Valerie Ann Kirkgaard. I like to do a little firewalking, Olympic torch bearing, and I started playing racquetball again this year to prove that you still can move around and be terrific at 70. And the health club is pretty impressed with it because I show up at 5:30 in the morning. Hey, what can I say? I'm sure it's because I drink Jason Winter tea, too. And CW talked to you more about that. He'll also tell you about his management solutions. And we have youhavetheright.com that will help educate you in the ways of what it takes to be a rich and powerful human being. I want to thank CW Wright as producer and announcer, and our editors for today are Debbie Ringchop, CW Wright, Kelby Smith is doing other errands, Dr. Rutledge is on a plane, and Ken Cousins will have some exciting new information for you about his website that's about to be launched next week. So you want to ask a question while we're on the air, then send me an email at val@wakinguminamerica.com. And torchbearers all over the world are gathering. I have a special guest here today. She is an editor, and she's Gail Ellen, our Beauty and the Arts editor, and she visits us from time to time, and I want to lure her over here more frequently. So, Gail Ellen, you original listener, you started, what, in 1980s? You were one of the first in the first year, weren't you?
Absolutely. I think we were both in kindergarten.
Nicely said, Gail. See, this is why she lasts so long, because she has inherent grace and beauty. If you don't keep somebody like Gail around, you can get in big trouble over a lifetime. So, hey, guys, whether you call it light bearers or torch bearers or whatever you want to call it, I'm a torch bearer, and I carried the Olympic torch in 1984, and Gail and I share a love for the Olympics and that lineage. And the idea of carrying a 2,000-year-old flame from a republic, it's amazing to actually be in the House of Representatives in the Republic of the United States of America, because in this House and in this republic, I am actually the continuation of that flame that was first lit 2,000 years ago in Greece. So as we look back historically, the whole process becomes actually less frightening and more inspiring, because we're just a conscious evolution of something special that's happening. And today's show, actually, I called it Cleaning for Christ because I was looking back on my life and I was seeing when I'd been inspired. And then when I started to remember the Talis Choir, I started getting even more inspired, because that was one voice, and I considered that the ultimate of spirituality. And then I started remembering Eddie Albert, who visited me on Good Friday one year. And when I put them all together, I picked up the telephone and called Gail and said, I need your help. Because Cleaning for Christ is about you reaching for your highest ideal. When I decided to clean for Christ, Gail, I think it was maybe 1982 or 83.
Mm-hmm. And this is really significant, actually, what you're saying, because it indicates a whole new genre of renewal, regrowth, and certainly allowing rebirth.
Are you in a cell phone, Gail?
No, I'm not.
Oh, really? Because it's bubbling. Okay, so I hope you heard what she said, because she's talking about regrowth, and it's absolutely true. And what I did was this one year, and you know every year you get triggered someplace, and different people will be sharing today about where they got their motors turned on. I started thinking about Easter Sunday, and I like to throw a nice party on Easter Sunday, and I put out egg hunts, and I have my girlfriends over, and we'd eat chocolate Godiva eggs and have a really great time. And this particular time, I decided that while my friends coming over was inspiring, I wanted to actually create the most inspiring Easter I could create. And I did. I decided that who, if I had over to the house, would I clean the house best for? And I decided it was Christ. And if you asked a Buddha, on a particular day, a Buddhist, they would tell you that they would clean the best for Buddha. But I'm a Christian, so I got that imprint in here. And when I think of the most amazing guest I could have over to my house this coming weekend, it would be Christ. And by the way, I'm not doing what I did before, but I am definitely cleaning for Christ this week. And I'm doing that by finishing off things and cleaning up things and stopping things that have been dragging and communicating with people in places that I left them hanging about stuff and just being clear. So I'm cleaning up my life for Christ this week. And I'm also listening for tones. I'm reading Einstein's book, Dr. Einstein and the Universe, and basically what he's saying is that it's all about tone. So what is the tone of Christ? It's the highest thing I can get to. And I also was thinking, Gail, remember when we went to the Talis Choir?
I do. My goodness, a most significant afternoon.
So what struck you about that Talis Choir? What I was trying to remember that church, the Presbyterian Church on Wilshire in downtown Los Angeles, right?
It was, which is one of the most beautiful historic venues in Los Angeles. And then the quality of the voices and the presentation of the choir, and actually the upliftment that just sitting in that environment does for one, and what music really does for you when you're talking about vibration, Bell.
So you know what struck me about that, Gail? What struck me about it was all of the people sang in different notes, right?
They did.
You know, like you heard them singing the song, and you could tell the individual notes. And then there was one point in that when all of the voices came together, and they created a single tone. So in cleaning for Christ, Gail, I'm actually wanting to get my tone so that it's clear and pure.
Mm-hmm.
And I can look around my house and see that the windows need polishing or the dust needs to be cleaned up, or I can see that I would rather rearrange the pictures differently on the wall.
Right.
And I'll tell you what happens as I do that. I notice that as I move through my life and I clean it as though Christ were coming or Christ was watching or Christ was standing beside me, I feel better. I feel satisfied. I get a sense of satisfaction. And I know you're actually a Buddhist, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
So if you were cleaning, who would you be cleaning for?
Well, let's just say for the divine.
There, the divine would be visiting.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this thing that you're saying is, it's so significant, actually, what you're saying. When you are cleansing your tonal body, that's really what's happening. So you're tuning up the shine and the sunshine that you are and raising your vibration, and that's where that's what we have as one of our anchors, you know, cleansing and cleaning. So that causes this renewal and rebirth, and that's why you're feeling so good.
Also, this particular week, it reminds me of great shows in the past, and one of the great shows in the past was actually on Good Friday in the 1980s.
What was that?
It was Eddie Albert.
Oh.
Do you remember me ever? Did I ever talk to you about the Eddie Albert thing?
Tell me again.
It's Good Friday. What was it? He had a powder that he was giving out to the world, and it was a powder to help people that were hungry. and he distributed this powder all over the world, and he's explaining about how he's in a dugout canoe in Africa, and he hears a baby crying in the wilderness, and he gets out of the dugout in the jungle, and he goes over, and he finds that they're burying a dead mother with a baby on top of her because they don't have any way to take care of the baby. So Eddie negotiates and he gets the baby. And Jim Dulcey was my announcer at that time, and I was so struck by the fact that it was Good Friday and that Eddie Albert was, this is the story that he was telling when he had no idea what he was going to say on the air, and that it was all about a resurrection of a baby that would have been buried up, and I started bawling on the air.
Mm.
So I have to like go to commercial, and Jim Dulcey is in there crying. I'm crying, and finally I get it back again, and then we're teasing each other and stuff like that, and Eddie Albert is like really into it, and it turns out it gets even better. He actually takes the baby to see Albert Schweitzer, and the baby stays with Albert Schweitzer. So how's that for a Good Friday story?
That's amazing.
So that, I thought that was amazing too, except the funny part of it is years later, you know, Eddie and I had become friends over the years, and I asked him, I said, so really, what happened to that kid? And he goes, turned out to be Gaddafi. And it was just his own wonderful sense of humor. But what he points to is the illusions that we live in. And Easter's a time to cleanse and to lift ourselves and to enjoy miracles. And we got some fabulous people on this program. And one of them happens to be away today. And he happens to be Dr. Rutledge. And I said, Dr. Rutledge, you can't miss being on the program and giving us a miracle, so you have to send me one by mail. So he did. So, and you can think big too, Gail, about some miracle that you'd like to create, because I think that Easter is about creating miracles, entering the field of intention, and hitting the high tone.
I totally agree, and they're there all the time.
Exactly.
They're there all the time.
They are there all the time, and we'll talk about that at some other point, because I taught Course in Miracles for 3 years, and let me tell you, we got good. So when I was 8 years old, this is Dr. Rutledge talking. He wanted to make sure you guys knew this. I went to Camp Soaring Hawk in Missouri and fell off a raft at a swimming pool and became tangled in the anchor ropes at the bottom of the pool. A black man dove into the pool from out of nowhere and helped me out of the ropes. There were 30 other kids on the same raft and many adults there, and none of them saw it happen to me. Turns out, the black man could not swim, nor did he see it happen. He just knew something was wrong and dove in for my rescue. He was from my hometown in Mississippi, and this is one of his many near-death experiences that has happened in his lifetime. That's Dr. Rutledge's miracle for Easter Sunday, and that certainly is a resurrection. So, CW, I have yours here, actually. Maybe we should have you do a commercial, and then we'll taunt them with what your miracle will be after the commercial. What do you think about that?
Well, we'll taunt them, because there's kind of a hilarious ending to that. And I'm sitting on my Jason Winters tea. You know, I'm drinking the regular tea today, and I'm reminded that one of the big benefits to the Jason Winters tea is one of the herbs is red clover. And red clover has a tremendous amount of benefits and healing properties. One of them that I'd like to share with you is they have isoflavones in them, and it acts like a water. Well, it's like a water soluble chemical that acts like estrogen. And
really?
So it's really good for the ladies to help with the hot flashes and flushes, and for the husbands out there, if you're having some problems with PMS with your wife. Get her some Jason Winters tea.
Is that any of them, or is that just the ordinary?
Actually, it's any of them, because they all have the same amount of them. They just come in different flavors with the peach, which I normally drink, and the raspberry. And they've also got the cinnamon flavor. And you know, I think you're drinking cinnamon today, right?
I actually am. My stomach was just a little bit, and I seem to remember you saying something about cinnamon.
Can I ask you a question?
It has so many benefits, health benefits to it. But you want to know one of my favorites a lot of people don't know about?
Just no. What is that?
Just smelling the cinnamon improves your memory, and it helps in your performance of certain tasks.
Really?
Have you? Do you like the smell of cinnamon?
Yeah, I do, actually. I like to actually.
You ever had it in the wintertime where you had some cinnamon around your house, and you walk in, and you just feel a little bit better?
No, it's true. Gail has something she wants to ask you.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Gail.
Gosh, I used to like the original. It was in a green box, and I went on the website, and it looks like they've changed the packaging. So I was wondering, which is the original that used to be in the green box?
It's if you go to the website where you purchased the tea, which is SirJasonWinters.com, it'll be in a blue box now.
Blue, okay.
It'll be in a blue box.
Okay.
And that's the only place. It's not the blue box is not found in the health food stores anymore.
I know.
Due to some contractual relationships we have internationally, we had to take it off the store shelves, regrettably. But we do what we did then. That's when the flavored teas were born. So we created the cinnamon tea. We created the raspberry and the cinnamon tea. It's the same formula, only it's flavored.
Quick, tell us about L.A. Lifestyle. quick.
L.A. Lifestyle. You know, they've got a cool website, LALifestyle.com, with the vitamins they have. And the other neat thing that they've got going for them, have you sent any questions at Health Talk yet?
You know, I did send in something. I think that's where I got the cinnamon tea a couple of weeks ago.
This is one of the few, if not the only, website I've seen that talks about vitamins and has them available for sale, but also will answer your questions regarding your health issues from a naturopathy. They got doctors of naturopathy there that will, field your question and answer back. Now, it's not a live forum, but you send in your question, type in your question to healthdoc@lalifestyle.com, and you'll get an answer back from one of the doctors of naturopathy.
And normally, how long does that take to get that answer back? And then I want to hear your miracle, buddy.
They're very, very busy. It could take up to 2 to 3 days to get an answer back. That's why they don't go live anymore. They got so busy with it.
Well, I've actually been lucky. I want to let you guys know that they give a 10% discount to seniors and to the military. So thank you very much, L.A. Lifestyle.
LALifestyle.com. LALifestyle.com.
He's so good. What can I do? What do I do without him? I tell you, he's terrific. Look, CW, you're Vice President of the Republic. There's a lot of stuff that you can't talk about, but we've seen a lot of miracles happen there as time has gone by. But if there's a miracle that you could actually share with our listening audience, that'd be terrific.
Probably the biggest miracle that took place in my life, I've had a few, I was 8 years old. And I was visiting my grandmother's house, which was about just a few hundred yards from where my mother was visiting that day. And on the property, we had a guest home, and it happened to be a mobile home. And my sister was 1 year old at the time, and she was out playing in the yard and somehow managed to crawl underneath that mobile home. And come to find out, there was a hornet's nest underneath.
Oh, God.
And my mother called my grandmother, just frantically screaming. My grandmother couldn't call her down. She just knew we had to get over there right away. So my grandmother and I, we ran over there. And my mother was hysterical. And there I could see my little sister in her diaper. It was summertime, just covered with hornets. Absolutely covered with hornets.
Oh, my God.
And they couldn't get to her. They could not get to her. They were on one side of the mobile home. They could not reach her. And for some reason, I just saw through the mobile home. I saw access from the other side. I ran around the other side, crawled under there, grabbed her arm, pulled her out. I was not stung. She was stung hundreds of times. She was in really bad shape for a few days.
Oh, my God, I could have killed her.
She got very healthy. She got healthy within a few days. But I was not stung. I had hornets all over me. I was not stung. I just shook them off. Now, that in itself, I thought was kind of a miracle because I was checking myself, trying to feel. I didn't feel anything. Of course, even at 8 years old, you have some adrenaline going.
Oh, yeah.
And after it was all said and done, this is the hilarious part, if there's a hilarious part to this. I remember, it's summertime. I'm out there in the Midwest. I'm barefooted, just like all kids are, running around the farm. And we're standing there, and my mother was sobbing a little bit. She takes a deep breath. She looks down at my feet, and I had a hornet sitting on the top of my foot. So the hysterics came back immediately. My mother picked up the very first thing that she could find and hit me over the foot with it. Now, this just happened to be a big old 2x4.
Oh, my God.
Now, that hurt, believe me. I thought she had broke my foot.
You have survived the hornets, but not your mother.
That's pretty much it. Now, that hornet did not live to see another moment. And, of course, I thought I had my foot broken, but oddly enough, it just swollen up, and the next day it was fine. But I think back to that. I didn't realize what went on then, but it was the faith that Christ talks about when he does his miracles. Because he talks about if you just believe and you act on it with no doubt, it'll come to pass. And for some reason, at 8 years old, I saw that opportunity on the other side. Without fear, I reached in, grabbed my sister by the arm, pulled her out, and I had no doubt that she was going to be okay. Now,
yeah.
Of course, I did not foresee my mother hitting me with a 2x4 after that.
Well, I'm going to edit that part of the story out as far as the miracle is concerned, not as far as your experience is concerned. That actually would have its own set of conclusions to it. It is a miracle what happened with your sister. You did
it
probably
is.
Saved your life, actually, if you look back on it.
Well, what was scary, there was remember it's summertime. There had been other kids that had wandered in the nest and actually had died.
No,
that
I get
year.
It. That's a total thing that could have killed you. So your sister is very lucky. We're actually on the air right now. You've been listening to CW Right, myself, Dr. Val Kirkgaard, Gail Ellen, and soon to be here as well are Ken Cousins and our ever amazing Debbie Ringchop. So you're listening to Waking Up in America. I would like to say that if you want to get us an email and if you want to ask a question of anything that's going on or put in your 10 cents or dollars worth, I guess, with what's happening with currency now, a penny's worth, a dollar is worth about a penny, I would have to say, send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com and we'll be happy to slip you in the air there. If you have a need to fully experience yourself and grow in strength and stature and inner confidence and find out how to actually manage yourself in the world as a sovereign, Tad Patterson has put together a really amazing course that will allow you to do that, and he continually updates it. And for a small membership fee, you can get all the information as it comes available and keep evolving the process. And he has Tim Turner's online seminars. He has freedom documents. He has over a year's worth of question and answers, and he's very busy there creating social community. Also, exclusively for Waking Up in America listeners, we have a free download of the Bankster's Secret Handbook. This thing is probably worth over $100 all by itself, designed for bank presidents and vice presidents only. And you get to see the enormity of the fraud that's been perpetrated over time when you do that. Go send an email to val@wakingupinamerica.com or val@mailhouse.com. Actually, send it to val@mailhouse, like mailandhouse.com, for more information, and we'll see that you get what you need to do on that. While you're at it, why don't you hop over to Republic? You want to say something about the Republic right now? I think it'd be a cool idea, Deb. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
I know I caught her flat-footed with her mute button on.
You did. Well,
I knew you didn't, but I think it's the perfect time for what we were talking about before.
Well, on Monday, I know some people were wondering, what happened to the website? You know how technical difficulties can be. It's up and running. Don't worry, guys. You know, everything's wonderful out there. For those that haven't gone to the new website, it's updated now. It's a whole new format for those who used to see it before. Anyway, it's republicforthenitedstates.org, and all kinds of cool information and just click on the different buttons and follow it down and read some of the stories. There's some really good things there. But to just give you a quick update, something that's happened in the last week or so, let's see, when was the 12th? The 12th was a week ago?
Yeah.
Seems such a long time now.
A little, it was 8 days
things
ago.
Happen. In Congress, we actually read off a document that had been worked on by committee, and it's kind of a foundational letter. It's not anything that's considered a law or anything like that, but it's kind of a foundation of bringing us all back in focus on what we need to do and what we're all about and why we're here and how we need to unite. And it's kind of isn't exactly rules, but it's a little bit of who we are, what we're trying to do, and why we need to do it. So I just let you know, this is something that's probably going to be going out to all the leadership in the country so that they're aware of how we need to be structuring and operating as a government. And just having something like that just brings us back into alignment. The little, you know, people are trying to do so many different things, and people don't understand entirely what does a republic even mean. You know, we've heard of democracy. We've heard of, you know, the Democratic versus Republicans and things like that. And then we kind of like, oh, government, no, it's terrible. We want to eliminate everything. Well, we can't eliminate it all. We actually created a government for a purpose. It's to support the people. And so certain functions.
Well, right there is a unique difference.
Yeah, the idea is that you have different functions that you've assigned at different levels. So some things we put at the state level and some things by our...
No, I meant government for the people. Right now, our government, the government of the United States of America, the bulk government, is designed to make a corporation richer. And there's evidence of this. But you know what I'm looking at on the website, Deb? I'm looking at prayer calls. So I know some of our listeners like to tune into the prayer calls.
Mm-hmm.
And also, do you have the info for the weekly update? It's tonight, isn't it?
It would be tonight, yes, every Wednesday evening.
I'm looking for the time for that, and I don't...
6 o'clock Pacific, which would put it at 9 o'clock Eastern. And if you're in Hawaii, I think that makes it 4 o'clock.
I just don't find the telephone number for it.
Well, I have it right here. And
oh, do you now? Okay.
The phone number is area code 424-203-8000.
Yeah.
And the passcode to listen in is 819054. Then you hit a pound sign at the end.
Yeah, and at the end of that, you know, like a week later or something, you can download the call and listen to them later. In the beginning, when we were putting all this stuff together, we had never done anything like this before, so you'll see some rough edges before we're getting slick. But now, as a member of the House of Representatives, you know what I really enjoy saying, Deb?
What's that?
I yield the floor. Wasn't in my vocabulary before.
That's so true.
But it's a courtesy between us. That, and we also have another courtesy, which is we try not to go on for half an hour. So between paying attention to the fact, we're learning how to be powerful public speakers, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
So, Debbie, I'm going to yield the floor to you, and if Ken would like to join in too, that would be fun, because I'd like to weave something here about magic, and I thought maybe you could tell CW and Ken and myself what miracle, you have other miracles besides the miracle by the name of Steve.
Yep. I have many miracles.
So miracles, according as a Course in Miracles teacher, I have to tell you that it is understood that miracles are a gift of love from one to another. It's also a gift of Christ. It's also a gift of frequency. It's also a gift of the field of intention. It's a gift of Buddha, depending upon what your particular access is. I thought her husband was going to die at least 4 times in 1 year. In fact, I was getting my black dress cleaned. It's your turn.
That's true. Yeah, back in 2002 is when he started having some pretty bad crashes. And we've had up and down. 1 year, literally, he was in the hospital, I think, 215 days of that year. That's pretty intense. It was back and forth. You know, like we'd be in We'd get out of the hospital. It wouldn't be more than a week. We'd be back in again. So, yeah, the miracle is we have been now married, as of last month, 30 years. And he started having, you know, issues with diabetes. And, guys, diabetes really is bad. Manage it, please, people. Manage it early. Anyway, he's probably had a problem with diabetes at least 20 years.
And if Dr. Rutledge was here, he would say, and manage it with your diet, because a lot of the times you can.
Absolutely.
There, I said that for Dr. Rutledge.
He ignored a lot of the things that he probably should have done, as many of us do. And over time, anyway, it adds up, and then the system just starts taking its toll. But he has survived and gone through so many things now, and he's still here. Heart stopped so many times. I mean, he's had strokes and kidney failure and all up and down, but he's still here and he's strong and he's going to cardiac rehab, which means he's working out, kind of like Val does, but not to that extent.
Excuse me, Steve is working out?
Yes, he gets
That's
on
a miracle. Stop
he gets
and
on
praise
a treadmill
the Lord.
And a bike and all these other things. It's monitored, but hey, he's doing more workouts than I do. My workouts are behind a computer. Come on, that's not a workout.
Hey, your other miracle was you found the things you were missing too. You had lost. You found things. Lost things were found. I know that's a miracle this week.
I have found many of things that disappear. It's like, you guys know what it's like. You know something is somewhere, and you go to the spot, and it's not there. I think that's all just to force you to go and look around and clean something up so that you can then go back, and it's still exactly where you thought it was, and it is there, and you'd already been there. The intention was to find something else that you didn't realize you needed.
Well, or either that or to get that it's all a hologram, because Gail and Debbie and Ken and CW. Let me tell you about my sunglasses this week, okay? I lost my $600 sunglasses, and then I was out with my friend Chris, and she said, well, why don't you pick up some more here? And I said, I don't really want to, because I just want to find the other ones. So I had checked in my car in a particular place twice. The car wash had gone through my car and checked twice. And we found the glasses right where the car wash and I had checked. So I decided that there's mischief in the universe and that sometimes those things are just a choice of reality.
Well, it is. I mean, really, the world is full of illusion, and we've heard this many times. But if you really look at your hand and you look down to the details, I mean, the cells and structure, if something goes out of phase somewhat, and I know there's science behind this. I don't know how it all works, but some things can become invisible, and I think that some...
Yes. I think it's a different reality. Gail, I don't know, or CW, I don't know if you know about... But who was it that said earlier about possibility, that it was possible for anything? It was one of the two of you.
Right, we did.
Okay, so anything is possible, okay?
Yep.
So I decided that I was going to find my glasses, and I refused the other glasses. And I think I chose a reality in all the selections of realities, like if you spun the dial, like on the Wheel of Fortune,
right,
that I spun it, and I got the reality in which I got to have my sunglasses back. And Ken, I don't know. I think you've been mysteriously quiet over in the corner there. Come out and join us in the land of miracles and silver rounds and things of that nature, Mr. Cousins.
How did you know I was just cowering here in the corner?
I don't think you were cowering. I actually think you were counting rounds and stacking them. And I think you hit the wall so they wouldn't fall over.
No, the truth is that I'm just sitting here with my beautiful little Mr. Jinx, my cat, sitting on my lap, purring away, enjoying just being here present with you all.
Isn't that wonderful?
Life is a miracle. Every breath is a miracle. Cats is a miracle, too. But, I've had a very interesting life. When I was young, I made one commitment in life. It wasn't going to be a boring life. And I can guarantee you that I fulfilled that commitment so far. You asked me before we started to let everybody know about the website and the silver rounds and so forth. Well, we're not quite launched. It will be launched this weekend, but I'll give the site name so you can check in. If there's a construction sign up, it'll be down momentarily after. But there's a little miracle connected to that. First of all, everything's great. I picked up the first
cut off of the striking, die striking press, our California Free State coins this week.
Oh, wow.
They look fabulous. We're going to start designing some new designs as well, and they'll be up on, everything will be up on the site. The site is panterapca.org, and that's spelled PanterraPCA, as in Paul Charlie Apple, .org. And that stands for Private Contract Association, which has been a vision of mine for well over a decade. My wife and I met 19 years ago, and we set out in life to do something extraordinary, which was to create a structure that we could be of service to a lot of people to help educate them in all those things. You know, I talk about history and law and the true reality behind the many illusions that are put out there for people to be distracted by. And we built it. We were building it quite dramatically in the late 90s. We had a lot of things. We had a membership organization, which is what the PCA is now, which stands for Private Contract Association, a private membership called a mutual benefit society, to be of mutual benefit to each other, to help each other grow and learn and apply all these things that we're all about for the betterment of our lives and for the betterment of the world. And we built it pretty extensively in 98, 99, and long story made short, it all imploded. By January of 2001, we were completely without anything. Everything fell apart.
What do you think caused that?
Oh, it's too long.
Just the market changing and such?
No, it was a lot of things. It was people who lied, cheated, and stole. People who...
All the tests.
You know.
It was the big test.
It was trial by fire. And one day we woke up, we had no cash, no assets, no cash flow, no credit. And we hit the road. In fact, by September of 2001, we pulled into Las Vegas with a rental truck and $100 in our pocket. And we put everything into storage with that $100. And we moved into a motel room and... Lots of stories, not enough time to go into it. But the point is...
No, I totally get it. And I think everybody's... I think most listeners, and even the ones that are listening on this show, will really identify with what you're describing, because I honestly think that every one of us has been put through a test of this nature. When you said trial by fire, right on. This is like this thing that you went through this period of, it sounds like 10 years, this 10-year period of time for you. It's stripped away stuff you never could have done by yourself.
Well, exactly. And the key is that life is always present, that we're always breathing, we're always here holding our life force. And if we don't let the illusions of failure or distraction or undermining forces or any of the things that the world tries to shovel up at us, and we stay focused on what's real and what we're creating, whether that's, you know, our vision of this Pantera PCA that is now fully now in place and is resurrecting and coming forward with this, with the launch of our new website and the Silver Round.
That's so exciting. It really is.
Or,
a whole new era.
If it's the Republic. Look, the Republic was dormant for 150 years, and we have brought it forward. It never went away. We were only operating under the illusion that it wasn't here present. But when we stood present and we stand in life and we aligned with it, we brought it forward, and now all it requires is more and more people to stand with us and be present and build what we know is right and real, and that supports life and everybody who wants to do good things in this world.
Yeah, it's totally true. I'm looking at it again while you're talking, Ken. Republic.
Uh-huh.
RepublicoftheUnitedStates.org. Once again, RepublicoftheUnitedStates.org. I am so proud of this. You have no idea. I'm so proud of CW. I'm so proud of each of us here on the team. It's like every person I know that's on the radio with me today has taken a stand in life and stood for something, and that's standing for something. I'm actually on two committees in the Republic. One of them is peace, and the other one is science and technology, and I haven't been so excited in a really long time. And you know, CW, I have to tell you, you've really inspired me about the Republic and what's happening. And you see, I thought that if I had you on the radio show all the time, I'd be able to, like, drink Jason Winter's tea and get all your secrets.
Oh, shucks.
You've been very wise, okay?
Just shucks. It's nothing.
You've been really wise. And I do, otherwise people that I have to mention because they make this show possible are Stardubs, and they actually send out our mailing list. These are great human beings. They have 100,000 people that they mail to, and those mailings, depending upon how much you buy, can be really inexpensive, and the people actually have money and spend it. So this is another charming thing. So Stardubs is 828-665-0411. Once again, 828-665-0411. Want to run away to Mexico? Not a bad idea. 45 minutes north of Puerto Vallarta is Roberto's Bungalows, and I like that place a lot. I actually have a couple of lots down there, and I plan on visiting again real soon. And I stay at Steve and Diana's, 971-239-4120. Once again, 971-239-4120. And, you know, just let them know that they're you've heard about it on Waking Up in America, and they'll arrange a little discount for you. By the way, so will Roberto's Bungalow, so will Stardust, so will the Koning Company. If you want to go check out koningcompany.com because you've got sinus problems, that would be a really good place to go. So here we are. We're talking about miracles. Easter Sunday is coming up. What do you want to complete? What do you want to handle? How do you want to handle it? Think about it for a moment. Gail, what would you like to transform between now and Easter for yourself? What would you like to bring Easter's light to?
Well, I'm just going to say higher quality and more joy and more...
Oh, so you're going to create joy?
Absolutely.
See, we don't have to create more. We just create it.
Yep. That's it.
And Gail is one of the best, by the way, at creating things. And CW, you aren't too bad either. Right now, this guy has been arranging to get aid over to Japan. He's emergencymanagementsolutions.org, and he's emergency kits. And he is being prepared, and he is big-hearted, and he is about making sure the world works. Did I leave anything out?
I don't think you did.
Oh, Lord.
Did I?
I don't know if I can live up to all that.
Fair enough, though, don't you think? Isn't that what you're about?
I'm just a humble servant.
Yeah, well, you're a humble servant of the Lord, as far as I can tell, right? Or
yes,
Jesus,
I am.
You're Jesus' humble servant?
I am our Father's humble servant, and I thank him. As we approach the Easter holiday, I'm reminded of what God said when asked what was the hardest thing he ever done, and that was to resurrect his son back to life from that tomb. And
you
so
wanted
I just
to say, I'm sorry. You had wanted to say something about faith, so I wanted to make sure that you got to say what you want to say about that.
Well, faith is important. I'm reminded of, like I was telling about my miracle story earlier, years later, I learned about the miracle that Jesus had with a fig tree. It was kind of a strange-type miracle, but when he went by the fig tree, he was out with the disciples searching for food, and he came across this fig tree, and it didn't have any fruit on it. So, and I don't remember the exact words, but he cast it away. He said, you know, be gone with you. Don't bear any more fruit. And that tree, before the eyes of the disciple, withered away. And the disciples asked, how'd you do that? And he said, look, if you believe with no doubt whatsoever, then it will come to pass. And that's what happened with me I can look back and see that's what happened with that little miracle. I didn't know that at that time. But I
okay.
can see.
I think this is brilliant, okay?
No
I think
doubt.
I think what you're setting up for the listener is brilliant, however you want to say that. So what are you going to create by just saying it and by putting it out there. I'm going to create receiving my inheritance by Easter. That's what I'm going to step into the field. Huh? I'm due an inheritance, okay?
Yeah.
So I am going to actually cause my inheritance by Easter. That's what I'm causing. What are you going to cause?
I'm going to cause, you know, I haven't thought about it that way. I'm going to, with any luck, I'm going to cause my mother to have a happy Easter.
There you go. But you leave out luck. Because luck is then describes it. What are you going to cause? You're going to cause your mother to experience a happy Easter, right?
I totally expect to help my mother have a happy Easter.
Debbie, what are you going to cause?
I'm going to cause my exercising this week.
Yeah, what kind of exercise? I would think even movement is exercise. You want to be more specific about the kind of...
I'm going to actually take a walk when I drop my husband at his cardiac rehab. I'm going to start walking and then come back and pick him up. But that way I have something to do that's good instead of just waiting for him to get out. Walk.
Okay, Kim, what are you going to cause this week?
I'm just going to continue reading.
Don't get too slippery.
And enjoying life. And,
don't get too slippery. Let yourself cause something.
Okay.
You get to cause silver
cause,
rounds going out or something?
I'm going to cause PanteraPCA.org to come onto the silver screen and start manifesting the reality of good things.
Okay, he's going to do this by Easter, okay? Gail, what are you going to cause?
I told you, a lot of joy.
Okay, joy. Good. Now, I want you to notice that we use the word cause, okay? So, Gail, you don't... I can't remember. I was taking one of those seminars. You know how I'm always doing that over the years. And I was telling a story about how I had been on the Pasadena Freeway, headed towards Pasadena, and the traffic had been stopped, and I was in my 300ZX stopped in traffic in the center lane of the Pasadena Freeway when I hear this screeching behind me, and this car is coming with no brakes on, you know? And I quick put my foot on the gas, and I shoot out of the place that I'm parked into the next lane over, and the car that was behind me runs into the car that was in front of me. And
what?
I'm like, oh, Mother Mary of God, thank you ever so much. Boy, did I ever get out of there, because I would have been in the middle of that sandwich. So I told this story at a seminar, and I was quite pleased with how brilliant and quick I had been in all of that. And this guy says to me, so why did you cause the car accident? Well, I was just deeply offended, okay?
Right.
Deeply offended that I could be accused of, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I started to look at the word of cause. I started to look at cause and be cause. And I saw that what's happened in our world, I would have to present, is the fact that we took two words, which were actually an instruction, be cause in the matter, and turned it into because. So when you turn something into because, when you put the two things together without any space between them, what you cause is an excuse rather than an action.
Right.
So take a look into your life and see what you're justifying. Anything you said you didn't do because is actually just something you didn't do. So what is there a thing that you haven't done that you would really like to see get done, and what you would have to do is be cause in it rather than because it? Is there anything you're not doing, CW, because you've had a good reason for not doing it? Like racquetball would have been a good one for me because I'm too old. It's too early.
No, I can't think of a good reason of not doing the things that I should be doing. The only thing I could, if I had to be very real and look, step out of the box, if I'm not doing something I'm supposed to be doing, it's because I'm probably lazy.
Or you might use the excuse that you don't have enough time. That's a very frequent one.
You know, I have used, I try and refrain from using that because years ago I used to do that a lot, and I try not to use it, but I'm guilty. I do use that occasionally. And regarding that, if you really want to get something done, if you know you need to get it done, you put it in your mind, you're going to do it, you put a drop date on it, there will be no excuse, no reason, no because it wasn't done. You'll get it done.
You know what I did? I had a lot of stuff about my mortgage and things. I mean, Debbie and I went to Secure Party Creditor School. We became Secure Party Creditors. We did the whole thing. I talked to Ken about a lot of stuff because Ken's very smart on a lot of subjects. I talked to you. I talked to Kelby. And I wasn't getting a lot done until I talked to Leo Delgado, who actually makes it a practice with his lendersfraud.com, and he handles a lot of things other than lenders fraud. You go to that website and you send Leo Delgado an email, and an interesting thing happens. You start to be able to operate in a field that you knew nothing about, that actually he stopped foreclosures. He stopped a foreclosure for me. I'm working with my bank in a different way, getting information for him now. We're working in a partnership, and he's actually helping me renegotiate, let's put it, with the banks, but at a much better way than you might think. So I'm suggesting that you actually, if you have a foreclosure that needs to be stopped, or you want to find out some more information on the power that's available to you with a bank, you should talk to Leo Delgado, and his telephone number, his main number, is 855-719-7770, and that's a toll-free number, so that's 855-719-7770. And once again, if you want to find out more about all the rights and privileges that are available to you as a sovereign, and also just all of the wonderful backlog of things that Tad Patterson has, send an email to val@mailhouse.com for more information. Once again, val@mailhouse.com for more information. Now, we're into the last few minutes of the show, and I'm trying to think what Easter gift would be the most cool Easter gift, if you could get that, because Easter is about resurrection. So I would have to say that I will share the gift that I've gotten in the last month, and that's to let go of my concept of aging and start to do things because I want to do it, and not let 60 or 65 or 70 be, I'm sorry, but you're too old to do that, realize if I could give you a gift that would really make a difference to you this Easter, it would be that age means nothing, really. It's where we are in the moment, as Ken was saying, as he was sitting there with his cat. I mean, couldn't you just feel Ken's cat there with him and the cool experience of that? And I give you an ageless. I tell you that your spirit is ageless. That's my Easter gift to you. Gail, do you have an Easter gift for them?
Yeah, I'm just going to really just send all kinds of magic and just that love and abundance follow them wherever they go.
Joy, magic, and abundance,
love.
Ageless.
Yep.
What do you want to give, Deb? I know we gave a lot of the good stuff.
Well, I think mine is really just taking the step forward, whether it's a step, like an exercise and walk, something that we kept saying in our heads we didn't have time for, and you know you want to do it. Make it happen. Every one of us can make something happen that we didn't do. So for me, it's a stepping into exercise that I kept avoiding and kept saying I was too busy.
Well, here's what's interesting. One of the reasons we're saying what we're saying is that because we're speaking it out into the universe and we know we've done that, it gives us a reflection of something to look back to. Ken, what Easter gift will you give them?
Well, in talking about the experience of the last 10 years, one of the things 10, 12 years ago, we were trying to bring forth funding for some international projects, and that was part of our larger intent. That has started coming forward again in the last year. It led us to meet a man in Central Africa who we are now working with, the funds and projects in Africa. His name is John Paul Samputu, and it made me think about him when we were talking. And I went onto his website, and Remember I introduced you on the phone about a month we talked to him.
Yeah.
I'd like to bring him on the show because he's a man from Rwanda. His entire family was killed during the uprising in 1994, his entire family, brother, sister, parents. And I'm looking on his website, and his whole thing is about forgiveness. There's actually there's actually a picture of him embracing the men who killed his entire family, forgiving them, and saying the only way we heal is to forgive ourselves and forgive each other, release the anger, release the bitterness, and release the pain. And when we do that, we heal ourselves, we heal the world.
Perfect.
So for anybody who'd like to look at the website, it's Samputufc, S-A-M-P-U-T-U-F-C. He's a musician, and he's on a world tour.
Oh, perfect. I need to get CW in here before we go off the air. CW, what is your Easter gift?
My Easter gift is much the same as what I like to give every week, and that is keep a smile on your face, and the sunshine will never leave you.
I love it. So here is our combined gift from the radio team. Dr. Rutledge, I'm sure, would say something about good health. So Gail says joy and magic, and she actually said a number of things, amongst them joy and magic. I said that I give you agelessness. Debbie gives you to step forward. Ken gives you forgiveness, and good old CW, he does all of that with a smile, and I'll give you a little clue about stepping forward. And one of the ways you can make your days easier is if you get up in the morning, you make your bed, and you put your shoes on. I mean, you get dressed, but your choice of what you put on your feet and how you dress can make a big difference in your day. So set yourself up to win. If you want to have a relaxing day, put on your bathrobe. If you want to have a healthy day, put on your exercise clothes and your tennis shoes. And the good old body is trained, and it'll respond to it. So very happy Easter holidays and energies and tones and everything else to you. We love that you join us here at Waking Up in America. I actually want to thank you for listening and let you know that this program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media. Our radio partners, ConeatandCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy and Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. We thank our producer, C.W. Wright of Emergency Management Solutions and Vice President of the Republic. We thank Jason Winter T and L.A. Lifestyle, and we thank a big thanks to YouHaveTheRight.com and also to Leo Delgado and his lender's fraud. And Pantera is going to be sending out those coins. I mean, oh my gosh, what fun we're having. Ron Hayes, thank you for being our research assistant. We also want to thank the team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, Nathan Jett, Ruben Colomb, and our announcer, Mike. And merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. And in Albuquerque, hey, we got Mike and we got Ron Simon. We rock. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, visit wakingupamerica.com and sign up for the alerts. On the password, hey, Sidious Altius Fortius, and put your shoes on in the morning and get going. It's fun. Happy Easter.
This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.